fifth parak of Mila, third Mishnah. Ein moel achamoel b'mukdoshim. In regular hektish, that something is hektish for its monetary value, v'rekabayis. So if you did one me'ilah, then if you use it a second time, there's no me'ilah. Why? Because the first time you did me'ilah, it's not hektish anymore, so there's no more me'ilah. Elo, the exception to the rule is behema, because the behema is kedushas aguf, so even though you use it, it still remains hektish. So if you use it a second time, you're going to be mo'il a second time. A klisharitz is also kedushas aguf, and therefore it's used for service in the base of mikdash. If you were mo'il one time, then you use it a second time, you'll be mo'il again. Keta, examples. Rochav al gabi behema. He rude on the animal of hektish. And afterwards his friend was Reichav. And his friend was Reichav. Shosa Beklaishal Zov, he drank from a golden cup of Hektish. And his friend drank from the same cup. The third friend also drank from it. Or Tolish Min Achatas, he removed the hair from Achatas. And he wanted to use the hair, I guess, to make a brush or something. And all three of them tore out hairs from this. Because once again, this object remained hektish, and as long as it remained hektish, no matter how many people use it, each one will be moil. Once they were nene, one shav approved to worth. He says the general rule is that anything that you cannot redeem, then you can be moil after one time and then be moil again.